Gospel lesson, John chapter 1, we hear these words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The opening words of the Gospel of John take us back all the way to the book of Genesis, to the beginning. Before creation, when there was only God, before the creation of the world, there was only God. Now that shouldn't be a surprise to us, for God is not part of creation. He is the uncreated, infinite, and eternal. As we confess only once a year in the Athanasian Creed, I toyed with the idea that maybe we should confess that creed today, but we didn't. God always has been, and he always will be. He is without beginning and without end. And that's the nature of God. And if that weren't true, he wouldn't be God. Everything else, everything that is not God, whether it's visible or invisible, is part of his creation. Listen to those words of Moses again. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He made things out of nothing. He spoke all creation into being by his very word. And God said, "Let there be light." Like Genesis, the Gospel of John starts before creation as well. And so we see those words, we hear those words in the beginning from the Apostle John. But then he adds a little different twist. In the beginning was the Word. Before creation, when there was nothing else besides God, there was God's Word. And John put it this way, the Word was with God. The Word and God are treated here as two distinct persons. And in those words of John, the Word was God, that the personal pronoun, he could very well have been added, replacing word with he, so it would be he was God. And so John is telling us that the Word is a divine person, uncreated, infinite, and eternal. The Word is God. And through this Word, all things were made. The Word was God's agent by whom God spoke the entire creation into being. In the words of Proverbs, describing God, he is the master workman. Light and life have their beginning and their source in him. The Word was there when the sun and earth were made. He was there when Adam was created. He was there, as Proverbs again says, he was there rejoicing in the inhabited world and delighting in the children of man. And we go back to Genesis, and it was very good. All that he made was good. And now we fast forward to today, this very moment. Things are quite different now. Despite all the advancements that man has made in knowledge and technology and communication, there is a darkness and a deep gloom over the whole world. We can kind of get a picture of that if you have ever read C.S. Lewis's Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. There, in the beginning of that, those novels, there is the darkness and gloom described, pictured, cold and dark world. The world we know and experience today doesn't know God. It is spiritually ignorant and blind. It cannot recognize its maker, even though his imprint is so evident in the beauty, in the complexity, and the order of creation. John uses that word darkness to describe the fall into sin and death. That word darkness captures the confusion and misunderstanding all around us and even within us. The sad thing is that mankind has been in this darkness so long that the darkness is looked upon as normal, the way things are. Darkness means that man can't find God, no matter how many times he bumps into the things that God has made. Mankind is lost, disoriented, alienated, constantly inventing false gods, false worship, to fill the void and emptiness. If creation was to be redeemed, saved, rescued from this darkness of sin and death, then God would have to make himself known. He would have to reveal himself to us. So what is God's plan? How would he do this? God would come to the place where we are, descend to earth, enter his creation, so that we, lost and condemned creatures, might know him and have communion with him. This is the great surprise and the mystery of Christmas. God shows up in a place where we certainly don't expect to find him. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. God the Word, who was there in the beginning and who participated in creation, has taken on a human nature just like yours. The uncreated became a creature. The infinite became limited and bound by time. The Word became flesh. Jesus Christ, the true God. And we have the mystery of the incarnation. What a surprise. Because man can no longer find God, the Creator. The Creator became a man. The glory of the Lord is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. He is the light of the world, the light that shines in our darkness, the light no darkness can overcome. So in Christ, do you see your Creator? In Christ, do you see your salvation? The one who formed man from the dust has come with human flesh to reclaim his creation. He was born of a woman and wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. He was before Abraham, even before Adam, and yet there he was, a baby in Bethlehem. The one who made the forests and the mountains has come with his arms outstretched on a wooden cross. The creator of heaven and earth suffered and bled and died for his creation so that that creation might be redeemed. The one in whom we live and move and have our being was wrapped again, not in swaddling cloths, but in linen cloth, and laid not in a manger, but in a tomb. But that was not the end, because he burst forth on the third day as the firstborn of the new creation. The one who made the wheat and the vine now comes to us in bread and wine. His body and blood are truly present at the altar in the Lord's Supper. Eternal life is so close that you can touch it and taste it. God himself is given into your mouth, taken into your body. He makes himself known to you with forgiveness, life, and salvation. We can hear the angel voices, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory." For God the Word, who was in the beginning, is now and forever incarnate in the very person of Jesus Christ. And that makes Christmas such a blessing. For the surprise of Christmas is the God who created comes right here among us as our light and our life. Alleluia, Christ is born. Alleluia. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.